Hello and welcome to a podcast brought to you by The Religion of Aston Villa.
We're a social media account on Twitter and Facebook that wants to get our voices out there and heard, so please join us. Hello, guys, and welcome to another episode. Today, we are talking the Brentford 1-1 draw. So, go straight into it. First things first, we'll talk about the lineup because obviously there was quite a few changes due to injuries, COVID. I know there was quite a few rumours about the COVID outbreak. Well, not really outbreak, but, you know, a few players getting caught in the midst of it. Did it shock you? I mean, especially the lineup, because for me, it was good to see Carney get some minutes and things, but yeah, it just felt like a proper weakened side.
Yeah, I mean, Smith said in his press conference, I think, I'm not sure if it was after or before, that, you know, Guinea was kind of, we knew about that start of the week or midway through the week. So we kind of knew that he would be missing, and then JJ would have been missing. I think it was Friday lunchtime. So, you know, and then Mings couldn't play due to a broken rib?
Cracked rib.
Yeah, that's it. Just in discomfort. So, you know, he had a starting 11 by Wednesday and then one dropped out, then another. So, you know, it's unfortunate because we've not had a full strength squad yet and hopefully the international break can give us that. I thought that Axel would have done well in Mings's absence. I was surprised to see that Konsa got captain. Then again, surprised to see Young playing as whatever winger or centre midfielder. And, yeah. I thought Connor deserved a start from his game against Barrow, his performance against Barrow. Obviously, you know, it's League Two opposition, but, you know, he still played very well. Other than that, you know, yeah, like you said, it was great to see Chukwuemeka get on the pitch and have about 60 minutes. He had spells where he was hot and cold, shall we say. But, you know, he's 17-year-old playing in the Premier League, so you can't really ask too much from him. But otherwise, in the lineup, you know, it's just a shame that, you know, Bailey's out, Traore's out. We knew Trezeguet would be out. Nice to see Archer and Aaron Ramsey on the bench. And Watkins to get some minutes in as well.
Well, yeah, exactly. As you said, like, I think if anything, it kind of shows you that we are lacking in depth. I think this kind of hopefully shows our owners and everything that we do need players incoming. But yeah, going into the first half, I mean, it wasn't exactly an exciting game. So, you know, we can pretty much blast through some of the key highlights. We had the Tony goal. The only thing, you know, we just didn't clear our lines, just defensively looking poor again, I'll say. The Zulu sign, you know, drive me nuts. That was just something. I listened to his interview afterwards saying that his agent's a Birmingham fan. And I was like, okay, but still, do you know what I mean? Like, it's not exactly something to be proud of, to be part of a hooliganism group. Then obviously we had the Buendia goal, which was a very good finish, clinical, brilliant. Can't really moan about that. We had an Ings snapshot on goal, which was a good save by Raya. Martinez messed up of Rick Down. Basically, I know it wasn't anything, you know, nothing come of it, but it was stupid. I don't know what it is. I mean, he did the whole running out last time we spoke, you know, and tackling somebody and it was luckily offside, and now this week he's fumbling just kick it out, clear your lines.
Yeah.
And he, do you know what I mean? Just if there's a player in front of you, why even tempt it? So, you know, I don't know what's going on with Martinez at the minute, but it's just from where he's been last season to now, it's not started as well. And just before half time, I saw a little picture of the new captain, Mings, in the crowd. So, like I say, there isn't much to mull over. You know, the two goals, Ings is you know, snapshot of a shot and Martinez mess up. I mean, anything you want to add or talk about in that? Because, yeah, because I didn't really find much to talk about.
I mean, the Brentford goal, I've watched it back a few times now. And, you know, first of all, don't do with the cross. And then no. It's second ball. So, you know, no one goes out. And then the person that does go out to try and meet the ball is Ashley Young. And who is Young marking on the corner?
Yes.
Ivan Toney.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, just left his man completely. And yeah.
Yeah. I mean, no one's picked Toney up again. I don't know who's on Janssen, but, you know, if Janssen doesn't get the flick, it might not go to Toney. But it's just, you know, Smith said in his press conference afterwards, we knew that they were going to be good from set pieces. So why weren't we switched on inside the first 10 minutes or
whatever,
you know, 7th minute or something like that, wasn't it? You know, but it was a quick turnaround. You know, Ings involved again. That's 2 goals and 1 assist in 3 games. So it's not a bad return so far. And Buendia, he gave him that time 18 yards out and he'll find the corner. He did. It was a lovely finish. You know, you know, quality. But after that, like you said, the snapshot from Ings, there was not much creativity. But, you know, I thought Brentford's 5-back was definitely better than Newcastle's 5-back. So it was always going to be tough. And we said that in the preview. It was going to be a tough game. And, you know, it was. And they limited us. And there wasn't very many chances for both teams in the game.
Yeah, definitely. And as you said, you know, I get that, you know, Young was playing as a winger. Kind of like on the wing in the middle. You know, well, yeah. But basically, he wasn't part of the back four because obviously Target played. So I have no idea why you would have a midfielder marking their main outlet in Toney. I thought actually, I don't know if that's just me being, you know, 101 football, but surely you'd have one of your centre halves marking their main, you know, tip of the spear. I mean, I might be talking absolute rubbish there, but for me, I always like to have my defenders marking the main outlet. I didn't like that. I didn't spot Young run off, but obviously, like you said, you've watched it back a few times. I've literally just saw the initial reaction and the goal. But yeah, I did see Young marking Toney, but I didn't know he left his man. I was just fuming when I saw the goal like go in. I was like, I can't believe him near again. Just absolutely just disgraceful defending again. But anyways, going into second half, was there any changes for you? Because for me, I would like to, I mean, it felt, obviously the second half, I felt like we pressed a lot more. However, I would like to see Watkins come on a lot earlier than he did.
I think it's pretty a tough one for Smith. And, you know, I mean, we said at the start, you know, the quality of in the depth in the squad, it isn't really there. You know, when you look at the bench, you've actually got, you know, 3 youngsters who have not played Premier League football before, apart from Bedince in a few minutes off the bench. And you've got 3 defenders and 1 goalkeeper. So, you know, do you rely on the youth to spice something up against Brentford? You know, it's kind of the team you would play them against. You know, you wouldn't do it if it was Manchester United. But, you know, the only people that could have changed the game was probably Harahan, Watkins or Bedince. And, you know, we didn't see a sub until the 63rd minute when it was Chukwuemeka for Nakamba. And I thought that was an interesting substitute because I thought, right, he's going a bit defensive now, bringing the camber on. Maybe Louise pushes up a bit further forward. But, you know, I mean, that, like you said, with that Young, it's not, you know, it was a bit of a funny one because I thought he'd be playing on the wings, but it seemed like he was playing wing, centre midfield, you know, wing back. He was kind of being everywhere. And then it's kind of lucky that we didn't use all of our subs early on because pick up an injury and, you know, it could have been a lot worse for us. But, you know, at the end of the day, the point's a point. And, you know, we should be beating the teams that theoretically should finish below us. But, you know, when they've had 2 games prior, not conceded and beat Arsenal, you know, I think you've got to take away positives.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that is the one positive. They did turn Arsenal inside out, and they have been playing really well. You know, you can't deny it. I've always said that they're kind of David versus Goliath versus pretty much everyone this season. Obviously, I wanted Goliath to win this one game. But yeah, going into second half, I mean, I haven't really got anything to mention. The only things I will say is Watkins linked up very well with Ings. I think that's going to be a very important partnership for us, just as much as Mings and Konsa is when they're both fit and ready. Because obviously they both seem to be out now, which isn't helpful. I will say it was good to see both sets of fans applaud a player. You know, you don't, that's rare to see nowadays when Watkins come on, Villa and Brentford fan. And I thought that was quite a nice touching sentiment for him, because we all know how much Brentford means to him and vice versa. So, like I said, and really the only thing I can really talk about is the house challenge that was wasn't a penalty. I still think it wasn't, but I mean, anything for you other than, you know, the penalty, or if you want to mention the penalty?
It just seemed like the second half was just the team who was going to get the more, you know, free kicks. You know,
yeah.
Who was going to give away the most fouls, you know. There seemed to be a lot of it in the second half. You know, I think we picked up two yellows and so did they. Oh, no, we picked up three yellows for each team. So, you know, second half went a bit, you know, downhill, should we say. And the only things that I can remember, like you said, the how somewhat penalty appeal, which rightly so I thought was waved away.
Agreed.
And then you've only got the two Watkins chances late on, one with a header and then the one with the shot. And I thought, you know, their keeper, Raya, when he was called upon, he did do very well, which was unfortunate for us. Because you know, either one of those Watkins goal chances could have gone in, but you know, it's the problem is when you've got your best two chances of the half come in the 90+6 and 90+8, you know, creativity is lacking, and you know, hopefully, the ones that aren't going on international stay, work with everyone, work with Smith, get used to the tactics, get used to everyone else. Get some players back fit and we can go again after international break.
And the final part of the podcast is obviously our player ratings. Like I say, it is a short one because there isn't really much to talk about. So unfortunately, we do go away for the international break. We will obviously be picking up the transfer window ends. So we will be doing a end of the window review, where we will look and rate out of, you know, A to F on the ratings of the players we've signed and let go, which will be quite interesting with a few names we won't mention going. and obviously the overall, what we think of the window and what we should have signed, you know, mentioning names or mentioning positions if you can't think of any. So yes, there's still more to come from us. But like I say, for now, this is where we finish off on our review of Brentford, which is the player ratings. So, as always, starting at the back, Martinez.
For me, going to get a 6. He couldn't do anything about Tony's goal. It was a good finish. Apart from that, you know, apart from the, you know, the error with the kick, which I'm still unsure why it wasn't given. You know, I thought, you know, it's out of his hands.
Players, yeah, I thought the same.
I thought players can go for it, you know.
Yeah.
So I was quite surprised by that. You know, I think he just needs a certified back four. You know, Mings is out today. A few changes every game. It won't help him, but, you know, we know that he's got the quality and he'll probably win us games later on in the season as well. So we can't knock him too much because he's been quality. So 6.
I gave him a 5. To be fair, it was probably the worst I've seen him for a while. Sounds really harsh, but I'm not saying I'm losing trust in him, but I just think he needs to get things sorted. I mean, maybe the whole he can't go away with Argentina might be playing on his head, you know. So hopefully after the international breaks, we get to see the Martinez we all know and love. So I gave him a 5. Matty Cash.
Well, I'll make it easy for you. All the defenders are getting a 6.
Okay, there you go. Easy as that.
And target 6. I don't think any of them stood out. You know, going forward, the fullbacks were, you know, not the best, was, you know, compared to the Newcastle game. But that's kind of due to Brentford's positioning and, you know, their defensive shape. Going backwards, you know, defensively, they were okay. You can't really say they did anything wrong, but, you know, they definitely didn't really do anything right. So, you know, I don't want to give them down the road, but I'll give them a six, all of them.
I gave them all a six as well. Again, nothing outstanding, nothing bad. I think Cash was probably the weakest of the three, if I'm going to be perfectly honest. Yeah, I thought he got caught a few times. But yeah, I think, like, again, not the best, not the worst, just bleh. So yeah, so going into Louise, what would you give Louise?
I mean, I'm tempted to give Louise a 10 because he didn't get booked. but no, I'm gonna give him a 6 as well. It was maybe quite close to a 7 compared to the defence, but you know his job. He sits in and he distributes, and you know, he does that job very well. But, you know, there's nothing spectacular in the game, so you can't really mark too many of the players highly. So it's a 6 for me.
Yeah, I gave him a 6 as well. Like I say, it's part of the defence, really, and they, you know, sit in front of it. And, you know, when Brentford come at us, we did kind of flap a little bit. But, yeah, he did okay, same as the defender, so I gave him a 6. Carney?
I'm going to give him a 6 as well. I think it was just because he was too hot and cold. If, you know, there was glimpses of him, you know, bringing the ball forward and, you know, barging his way through and, you know, being that kind of ruthless player, box-to-box player that he can be. But, you know, he had big shoes to fill in McGinn, and you can tell that he needs to be eased into the first team, not, you know, thrown into the deep end. He will get there. I'm pretty sure of that, and we just hope it's in claret and blue as well.
Yeah, I gave him a 6 as well. I mean, I was expecting a bit more from him, but yeah, I mean, like I said before, it's kind of one of those that any player that comes through the academy, everyone kind of thinks that, you know, we've got the next Iniesta or Xavi or you know, whoever it's going to be. And it's kind of the same for him now, because everyone obviously did it with Jack. You know, saying he obviously did turn out to be world class in his own right, and now people are kind of jumping onto the bandwagon of Carney. So, I have no qualms with his performance, but again, like I say, I think his own hype is kind of he's going to go against him. So I think everyone just needs to calm down their opinion of him and just let him play football. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, I don't think he did anything mega. I mean, like, if McGinn had that kind of game, you'd probably slate him. I'd probably say, you know, for not being good enough. But being a kid, you've got to give him, you know, time to adapt and learn and get the experience. So I gave him a 6. Ashley Young?
I'm going to give him a 5. Just because, you know, with his experience, you know, one of the oldest in the... if not, well, no, he will be the oldest in the group, won't he?
He is, yeah, he is.
You know, you shouldn't leave a talisman of Ivan Toney's, you know, quality unmarked and walk off him, which leads to a goal. You know, yes, he may have been playing out of position for this game in centre midfield, but, you know, I'm pretty sure he'd still have the quality to do that anyway. But, you know, apart from that, you again, with quite a few of the players, you can't say that he did anything brilliantly or well. So, you know, it's going to be a 5 just for the defensive mistake.
I gave him a 6 as well. I gave him a 6 instead of the 5, sorry, that you gave. And I think it's literally just because, as you said, he's been played a position. And I'm hoping it's kind of Smith showing the boards, you know, like, I do need players because I'm having to play a left back, you know, in midfield. So I'm kind of hoping that's why he's done it, because I think it's a bit strange, as you said, Hourihane, you know, could have played in the middle. And I'd rather, I mean, I don't like, you know, square pegs in round holes. So I kind of want, I want players who, you know, play in that position. And if he had the intention to play target, then I'd no problem with Young on the bench coming off. if it, you know, to stop him playing in a role that he shouldn't really be in. But I gave him a six. I agree with what you said. But again, like I said, my personal opinion is it's a tactical error for me from Smith that I like to have my defenders marking the attackers. I know Young is technically our left back, but for this occasion, he was a midfielder. So it's just my own thing. But yeah, going on to El Garza.
Someone, you know, I think Brentford were clever. They tried to keep him quiet as much as they could. But, you know, he still managed to pick out a pass now and then, tried to drive. And, you know, he was, you know, having some fun. I think it was their right back or right wing back.
Yeah.
Beating him a few times, which, you know, and he picked, you could see his confidence. Because, you know, a non-confident El Ghazi would have probably just, you know, passed back instead of just trying to beat the man. So it's good to see that, you know, he's got that mentality in right now. So I'm going to give him a seven.
I'll give him a seven as well. I thought it was a very good El Ghazi performance. I wouldn't say anti-El Ghazi, but I've always said that if we sold him at any point over the last two seasons, I probably wouldn't. I definitely wouldn't have lost any sleep and I probably wouldn't have cared. I'm not a big fan of his. But as you said, a confident El Ghazi, he's not like a player that, you know, can just have a good game, a bad game, a good game, bad game. He pretty much lives and breathes off his own confidence. And if he's a confident, then he can easily make it look like you've got 12 men on the pitch. If he has no confidence, you might as well not have him anywhere near the matchday squad. But then you got that catch 22 where you need to play him to get his confidence up when he does score. So, it's a catch 22 with him. But yeah, I thought it was a very good performance for him. So I gave him a seven. Buendia?
He's going to get an eight for me. You know, he scored a lovely goal, second game at home. So, you know, he's finding his feet inside a bigger ground and in a stadium that's got more expectation with the fans. Yeah. So, you know, he's settling in very well. And, you know, all he needs was a few games to, you know, get used to how we play and put players around him. And, you know, he should prove to be a good signing by the end of the season and pick up more than just this goal and keep going with his goals and assist contributions. So, you know, he could be a player that we rely on quite a lot this season and hopefully we can keep him fit as well.
Was he your man of the match?
Yeah, he will be my man of the match.
I gave him a seven. I thought he did very well. Very good goal. I think, like you said, he just needed a few games to get going. He has got going now and hopefully we start to see the best of him. So, seven for me. Ings, I will say he's my man of the match before I let you say. So,
Ings for me is going to get a seven. You know, he got the assist for the goal. You know, he had some good interchange passing with, you know, when Watkins came on and also Buendia and El Ghazi before that. He was working the channel as well, finding some good runs, good space as well. It's just a shame that he couldn't have got the record for three goals in three opening games in the Premier League. But, you know, like I said earlier, he's been involved in three goals in three games. And hopefully he can continue that against the bigger teams and, you know, the more equal teams. And again, he can stay fit. And, you know, that partnership with Watkins, even though it was for, you know, 15 minutes, if you include added time, it's something that we can look forward to.
I gave him an eight. I thought he always looked dangerous. You know, when you've got someone of his quality in around the box, teams will purposely keep a man with him at all times because they know what he can do. And he's proved he can score the wonderful goals and he's proved he can score the easy goals and set piece. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's just an all-round, he's just a goal scorer. And I think he adds an extra dimension to our team. When Watkins come on, he kind of come to life a bit more. And he was very good, so I gave him a 8. The subs, so we can just do them all in one go. So Nakamba, Watkins and Courtney House.
I don't think Nakamba impacted much on the game. You know, his job was to kind of just sit in, break up play if possible, and have an extra man at the back. So he's going to get a 5. Watkins, I'm tempted to say 7, but I'm going to go with 6 because the chances he did have could have possibly done better with. But, you know, he was getting into the right areas. Say he was on this pitch 15 minutes, he was making good runs, good link-up play. With, you know, he's only played with Ings in pre-season, so, you know, can you really count that? You know, there was that one counter-attack that we could have done better with as well. But, you know, it's his first game back properly from injury, first minutes under the belt. So it's not a bad performance from him. Say it was 15 minutes. So, yeah, it's going to be a 6 for Watkins. And then House, can't rate. Actually, maybe I could. Now I'm gonna let him off this week and not score him, because if I did, it'd have to be something like a 4. So,
Nakamura, I gave a 6. I thought he did okay. Again, nothing. He's just sounds really harsh, but I just think he's very basic. He's basic, isn't he? Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
That's all he is, and that's all you're gonna get. And we're not gonna get anything else out of that. So. You take it what you will from it, but if he comes on the pitch, you're not going to see him score. You're not going to see him go mad and do anything tricky or fancy. Just does the, I wouldn't even say the hard bits right, because it's just too basic for me. But 6 for him. Watkins, I gave a 6. As she said, he should have done better with his chances. But with him on the pitch, we definitely look a different side, especially with Ings in there as well, because now you got 2. I mean, obviously, when you got Buendia, Watkins and Ings playing and running at you, you know, it's going to be quite interesting when everybody's fit and full. And we have that full squad. And House, I will give him a rating. I'll just give him a 5. But that's because, like I say, he didn't really have much time. And also, he wasn't the best. So, yeah, nothing to really, you know, give him too much on. But like I say, the little penalty mistake that could have been, shouldn't, obviously it wasn't, but it's just silly mistakes again that can cost us, you know. It only takes one decision to go against us, and then that 2-3 points goes to 1 or 1-0. So we just have to be extra careful.
Yeah, there's nothing to write home about for the whole team, really, unfortunately.
No, and that's why it is a short one today. But thank you guys, thank you for listening. Hopefully when we come back after the, I'm sure it's the international break now, isn't it? When we come back, we'll have a better performance. I'm sure it is Chelsea. So we'll see what happens with that. But like I say, we are going to be back again in the international break, just to go over the transfers, because everyone loves a transfer window. So we will be talking on that, and Callum will be joining us. Gary will be back as well after his holiday. So yes, it'll be quite interesting to see what's coming up for us. So thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you soon.